Hi, I'm Penny Noble Naidu. I'm 61 years old and I reside at the Lucas Gardens on the Reed. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I have my independence. I work from home and I'm loving it. I'm loving life right now.
Tell me a bit about your story, Pen.
So my story starts, I think, for me, basically growing up. I grew up with my mom and my stepdad, and in the space of a couple of months, his kids came to live with us. So it was acknowledgement of a whole big family, and that's how we learned to love and we learned to embrace everybody else. We all had differences, but we grew up as a very healthy family. And my stepdad did put me through school, but when it came to the studying part of it, I worked during the day and I studied at night. I finished my business diploma management course. Well, my love for music grew as we stayed at home and we had to get up very early to clean the house. We just put music on and did that. So that's how my love of music really started.
I know that your faith and your positive spirit challenged.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
My faith was challenged. I was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. The funny part of it is that I said to my doctor, can you just hold on for a week? I need to go on sales conference. It was my first sales conference and I wanted to go on that conference. And he said, you really want to go on it? I said, yes, I really want to go on it. And I went on a sales conference for Clarence, enjoyed myself thoroughly, got back and had my surgery.
And what surgeries were those?
So I had 3 surgeries in 45 days. The first one was to remove the breast. The second one, it turned infected and they didn't know why. And the fourth one was to remove the inflator. I had a very strong support from my company, from my amazing friends and my family that stood with me through all of this, with preparing our food, with coming to visit. My granddaughter came along and that was the highlight of it. So I weighed it as not much of being negative, but positive that something had come out of me being able to concentrate more on her than me.
So you know how women, we always kind of struggling and juggling with the demon of accepting our bodies the way they are. How did having your breast removed affect your self-esteem?
It did. It actually, up till now, I feel that a part of me is gone. But when you get up, get dressed, and you carry on with the day, and you put that smile on your face. And I find that people look at you and tend to feel sorry for you when you say that, oh, I have breast cancer and I've had my breast. I don't want sympathy. I'm there to make it positive for you, to make sure that you live with hope, to live with prayer. I get called out to do a lot of talks during Cancer Month, and my big thing to everybody is to be positive, to make sure that you have that strength and that goal, the zest for life, to get up and go and do things. It's not going to get you down. And with that, you have a proper mindset that you're changing.
Mm. Well, that's my question is, what is your legacy? What will Penny be remembered for?
Okay, I need to be remembered for that go-getter, for the one that wants to make things happen. My kids always say to me, Mom, you have a more social life than they have because of the love of music. So growing up, we had music. I love music. Every Saturday morning, I support a lot of the musicians. I go to a lot of the places that they do it. Local for me is the best. We have the best kind of local music, I think. Even the guys that do the cover versions. Absolutely beautiful. So I love that. That's for me.
And speaking of music, what is your most favorite song at the moment?
Okay, for mine right now is Unstoppable because it resonates with my journey. So I really love that by Sia.